The Freibar Report. Monthly report by the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center in Chiapas, Mexico. The situation of human rights defenders in Mexico worsens. Even though human rights defenders make a significant contribution to strengthening the democratic state, they work in a difficult, risky context in which public institutions, especially at the local level, have not been able to generate adequate conditions to guarantee their protection and empower the work. One of the main challenges faced by human rights defenders is the fact that they work in a context where the legitimacy of their efforts is not fully recognized. On the contrary, they have to face a number of prejudices that are often shared by the authorities and even promoted through the media. Defending human rights in Mexico is an extremely dangerous activity, and there are no mechanisms nor will from the Mexican state to guarantee the defense of human rights in our country. Human rights defenders face murder, threats, harassments, and imprisonment every day. In Chiapas, the situation has reached untenable levels, as exemplified by the imprisonment of the director of the Digna Ochoa Human Rights Center, Nathaniel Hernández Núñez. The center works in the coast of Chiapas and supports the Autonomous Council of the Coast. Human rights defender Nathaniel Hernández is currently exiled from the state due to threats by the federal and state governments of imprisoning him once again. From exile, Nathaniel Hernández explains his current situation and talks about the harassment suffered by the Digna Ochoa Human Rights Center and the persecution against the Autonomous Council of the Coast.
Bueno, pues un poco comentar mi situación en específico de derivado de los actos de hostigamiento y de represión del día 22 de febrero.
Okay, well, to say a bit about my specific situation with the harassment and repression during the February 22nd incident. Various things happened that day. First, the detention in the Amate prison and then in Cerezo and Tapachula. And there were various loose ends related to the various charges against me.
Entonces, a raíz de eso tuve que salir de Chiapas, abandonar desde luego mi trabajo, mi familia.
For this reason, I had to leave Chiapas, give up my job, my family, and basically leave everything for my own security, to make sure I wasn't at risk of being imprisoned. The charges against me include accusations of terrorism and attacks against media installations, and there's the inquiry prior to 2010 that was recorded with the approval of the government of Chiapas, and there's a warrant out for my arrest. What's still in the air is the charge of extortion, which came with the accusations related to February 22nd. One for robbery also, eradicated in the FIPONG, about the situation in support of the autonomous tortilleria. And there's also a warrant for my arrest for having abandoned the legal process.
Donde surge esta situación por lo de la tortillería autónoma. Y pues está una orden de reaprehensión en mi contra por abandonar el proceso penal.
Si nosotros, so we had to consider the situation with the case in Tapachula, because on the one hand there was a series of irregularities, false arguments, false evidence, and there's the risk that I'll be detained for a third time. And we know that it's likely that they will add additional charges. We believe that the situation is getting worse and worse, what with these acts of legal harassment against me, and ever since we started the national and international campaign, there's been increased harassment of my family with a preliminary investigation without our knowledge of the motive or reason.
Una serie de delitos más. Nosotros creemos que esta situación pues cada vez se va agravando. Son actos de hostigamiento judicial directos en nuestra contra, por un lado. Por otro lado, después del lanzamiento de la...
For this reason, we think that it's necessary to make known what the government of Chiapas has been doing with regards to the persecution and harassment of the Digna Ochoa Human Rights Center and the Autonomous Council and the process with which we've been developing our autonomy.
Nosotros creemos que es justo por evidenciar pues las actuaciones del gobierno de Chiapas en cuanto a esta situación de persecución y hostigamiento hacia el Digna Ochoa, hacia los integrantes.
And well, the current situation with the Digna Ochoa Human Rights Center is that we have received various threats, acts of harassment, police and military surveillance, as well as surveillance by the National Security Center. And this has become really a permanent situation.
De actos de hostigamiento, de vigilancia policiaca, militar, por el CISEN. Que esto ya se volvió más bien una situación más permanente, pues, ¿no? Están siguiendo, pues, ¿a dónde vamos?
It's become clear that they're following us, watching what we're doing, who we interact with, and this puts the whole team at the center at risk.
Y por otro lado, en la situación de la región costa es que los compañeros del...
There's also the situation with the compañeros from the Autonomous Council of the Coastal Region, with the fear caused by the repression they've suffered. It's been really difficult to keep up the level of work in their process of building autonomy in these conditions. And this is a process that we've decided to accompany. There have been incidents of military incursions into the communities with the pretense of looking for drugs, but we know that this is just a front and that these operations are absurd. And in this sense, it's really similar to what's been happening to the Digna Ochoa Human Rights Center, with the various degrees of surveillance.
A buscar droga, que es algo absurdo, que no había pasado. Por otro lado, es también la misma lógica con el Digna Ochoa.
We're really worried that something might happen that would threaten our lives, the lives of others, of our families, and that would put the work of the Digna Ochoa Center with the Autonomous Council at risk, leading compañeros to abandon the process.
Pone en riesgo nuestra vida, incluso pues la vida de nosotros, la vida de nuestros familiares, y pone en riesgo también que nuestro proceso como Digna Ochoa y el proceso de los compañeros del Consejo pueda diluirse en algún momento determinado por esta situación.
We hope that we can resolve the situation. We've never believed that the Mexican judicial system protects us, because there have been so many instances of irregularity, corruption, co-optation of officials, and interference by the state government in Chiapas is so obvious.
Irregularidad, de corrupción, de cooptación de funcionarios por el poder. Hay una intromisión directa del gobierno de Chiapas con el poder judicial y eso es más que evidente. Y por otro lado,
creo que when the state tries to impede the work of human rights defenders, it's with the goal of destroying organizations like ours, which we've built with immense effort that we've invested in making it ours.
A una organización como la nuestra que nos ha costado en realidad poder levantarla.
For this reason, we will not relent in our efforts to maintain the possibilities for our labor and for our work.
Y que ahorita tratamos de poder preservar nuestro trabajo.
In Chiapas, as in all of Mexico, defending human rights means facing the short-sightedness of the Mexican state, which criminalizes and does not guarantee the promotion, defense, and exercise of human rights of the Mexican people. For the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center, Gubicha Matos. This was the monthly report by the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center in Chiapas. For more information, visit www.fraiba.org.mx.